also look at your abundance personality types, because those are particular ways how you meant to generate money in your life, right? Not all the ways out there in the universe, even though everything is possible. But as I said earlier in previous weeks, the easiest way to do so is to do it within the parameters of the three types that you already came pre-installed with. So look at them, look at how are you with money and where is your sort of a subconscious blocking, where is that shadow, and then where are you attaching yourself to trying to get money. Anytime we try to get money, it doesn't work. Anytime we disvalue money, it doesn't work. Anytime we ignore money, it doesn't work. So depending on which personality type you are, look at what is the story with money, right? Because some types are more like, oh, I just don't think about money, I don't want to deal with money. Well, that's a disrespect to the energy of money, so then it's not gonna come, or it's gonna come sporadically. Or some archetypes might be more like hoarding. I have to have money and then I hold on to it. That kills money. Then money is not a life energy, like I was describing earlier. Some other archetypes is, oh, I have to give money. I have to help the world. I have to give. So then as soon as I get, I give it away. That's, again, okay, there's a flow, but you're not holding on to it. Money is meant to be something that is alive, and you can actually utilize it to be helpful in the world by choosing what you spend the money on. Right? We make choices which products we buy, where we choose to take vacation, how we choose to travel. You can do so in a very harmonious way and support companies that create harmonious products, support hotels that are more harmonious in how they run themselves, or you can do so ignoring all of this, which is disharmonious. So when we bring in money within our particular types, the abundance types, and then we end up utilizing that money incorrectly, that is also a way how we then trap ourselves so then it doesn't return to us, right? So in order to be in a flow of money, we need to make sure that we are clean with how we interact with the energy of money, that we respect it, that we value it, that we allow it to flow, and we allow it to actually have a container that it can come in and stay with us for a bit, right? So look at your personality types there to see what is your particular flavor there of the story with money and what is it that would be the most beneficial way. And then you will know what to focus on in order to create money, not by going after money, but by cleaning up what's blocking money from coming into your life.